This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Man, as if this year hasn't been weird enough already. I don't know if this is the first, but recently a 51-year-old woman gave birth to her own granddaughter, and this made it onto Good Morning America. This was news. Yeah, man, I don't even think we got to do a guest ethnicity on that one. You already know, but as you can see, 2020 ain't playing.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Sometimes I think I'm from another world.
Preach.
When I'm trying to tell a woman just exactly where I stand at.
Aight.
I want a girl when I want a girl. And when I don't want a girl, I want a girl who understands that. And that's some hard shit to explain to a woman that's in love with you. It's a pitiful thing. Until I had to figure that I don't want to play around, but I don't want to settle down.
And that's a man's dilemma. Alright. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am your boy, J.Dot Flan. And I thank you. I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for taking time out of your day just to chill with me and to talk about some nonsense. We definitely going to get back to you having fun. That is the plan for today. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going in today. I'm finally embracing the evil or whatever. I don't know. I'm talking too much. Anyway, yeah, man, that's one of my favorite lines of all time. Can I admit that? Like, I want a girl when I want a girl, and when I don't want a girl, I want a girl who understands that. I think it's a dope line. It's a dope. Fonte is crazy. That's a dope line. Yeah, man, I've been having fun, like, you know, picking the music and stuff for the intros and outros to the episodes. And then recently somebody told me I had good taste. So now I feel all kinds of pressure. Crazy how the mind works like that, man. Like, compliments in me in the pits of depression. Stop it, people. At least that way I can use that is the excuse why I don't get any. But anyway, yeah, I'm getting back to the fun. I think that line is one of my favorites. And honestly, I think, like, everybody feels that way, men and women. Like, you know, everybody wants a relationship when they want a relationship. And then there's times where you don't want to have to deal with the, you know what I'm saying? You want to call off sick from love. I think Patrice O'Neal did a bit. Like, I need a day off from loving you, from being in a relationship. I want a girl when I want a girl. But when I don't want a girl, I want a girl who understands that. And it's real shit. It just sounds real fucked up when you say it out loud. But, I don't know. I think right now where I'm at, I'm in the I want a girl stage. Can I admit that too? Can I admit that I'm in a I want a girl stage? I don't know. Now that I've said it, I feel like I need to take that back. And we'll get into that later. I'm going to get in, you know, to a little bit more of my struggles in the relationship dating world. But I'm going to be brutally honest tonight. Like, this is going to be a brutally honest episode. Hopefully it's somewhat funny and and you don't take everything super serious, but I mean it. but we can do that, right? We can talk to each other candidly because we family, right? We family, cool, right? All right, cool. All right, speaking of family, segue game on 1,000. Me and Chef Elise, you know, we got it in this week. We got some bacon done. I posted the time-lapse video of us baking on my personal Instagram. So if you want to see me and Elise getting it into some funny, like, 30s vaudeville music or whatever, go check that out. We made a peach raspberry crumble, which it sounded good on paper. It sounded good on paper. Like, you know, she's super into fruit and she's been, like, getting me super into fruit. I'm drinking all these smoothies and, like, I've been doing a lot with, like, papaya and mango and stuff like that. Like, I got all this fruit in the house that I wouldn't normally have because I'm not a healthy person. But children change you. My daughter's changing me for the better. But this particular recipe, this raspberry crumble, I have to be Like I said, I'm gonna be brutally honest. I had to be honest. It was bad. It was really bad. Like it was horrible. Like it was embarrassingly bad. Like embarrassingly bad for something that you made with your 4-year old. Like normally you get a little bit of a pass because like you're cooking with a 4-year old. Maybe shit isn't exact and measurements ain't 100% correct. But now this was just like bad, like super bad. Like I ain't even sent it home with her. Like I wouldn't even wish that on my ex-wife. Like that's a joke, people. I have no ill will toward my ex-wife. It's a joke. Don't take it seriously. But now when I say it was bad, it was really bad. And I was trying to like warn my roommates and like tell people like nah, homie, like that ain't the one. But then people think you're being humble. Like they don't think, you know, I'm being honest. Like I'm like, nah, it's not that good. Like I'm just bullshitting them. But I was dead ass serious. Like it's pretty gross, dude. Like, you know, don't eat it. You're welcome to try it. Like I'm not going to tell you, you can't have none. But honestly, you know, if I didn't think it would hurt my daughter's feeling, I would have thrown it away by now. But, you know, like, whatever. People wasn't catching a hint. But, yeah, I don't know. They can't all be gems. So, yeah, scratch the peach raspberry crumble from the food truck menu. That won't be happening. Lesson learned. I didn't notice until I posted the video that I caught her licking the spatula. So yeah, we're going to have a discussion about food safety and health code violations at some point, but that'll come in the future, people. Don't worry. Food truck's still on the way. Just don't expect any peach raspberry crumbles. It was pretty gross. But yeah. All right, now that we got that out of the way, I talked about the heartwarming stuff with me and my sweet pea. I've been wanting to do this particular episode for a minute. I had this idea and I thought it sounded like something fun to do, like it might be funny. And but I just really been like super afraid about like how it could possibly be received. Like I know, you know, we live in cancel culture and stuff like that. And I say the wrong thing or I go too far or whatever. I don't know. That could be it. And then, you know, like I do find myself all of a sudden back in the dating pool. And I can tell you I'm really not enjoying this shit at all. Like, and so I was worried about with the subject matter that I'm going to get into and some of the things that I'm going to say, whether, you know, it's going to get me blackballed, pun intended, for the rest of my life. But the cool thing about getting older is like, you just give less fucks about everything. Like, I really feel like I'm old enough now that like a relationship is something I guess I want. But it's not like, it don't feel like a need right now. Like it feels like a want, but if it's going to be too much shit involved in it, I'm good. You know, like that's how I feel about relationships right now. Like if one just organically just sprung up and it just happened and it was, you know, and it was dope and she was amazing and I was a good fit for her and she was a good fit for me and we just got along. I miss that. Like I miss love. I miss being in love. I miss, you know, treating someone that way and being treated that way. But like the grind to get there to that, like it's all good point. Like, I don't know, man. And even like just where I'm at right now, like just on the edge, on the outside looking in to what it's like to get into that game. It's like, I'm be honest with you, man. Like, I looked at some of those male masturbators recently, man. Like I looked at some, like not men masturbating, but like the tools, the toys, you know, and they've made like crazy advancements in this shit. Like I was quite taken aback. Like they got like heat and vibration and suction and everything. Like these things is crazy, you know. I started thinking to myself, I got a birthday coming up. It might be time to go ahead and invest, you know, in the gift that keeps on giving or whatever. I don't know, man. Like I don't know. Y'all don't judge me because I know y'all got like drawers full of them shits. Like y'all be having full on parties and starting businesses and everything, you know, selling all kinds of appliances to each other and like, I don't know, demoing them in front of each other. So don't look at me crazy. I'm talking about getting one, like I'm just, I'm talking about dipping my toe in the pool and just, you know, and just seeing what the possibilities are. So don't judge me on that. Don't judge me. I'm talking about first of all, let me stop fronting. I know me. Once I get into it, if I do get into it, it's over. Like, you know, if you could see how many different pieces of vape gear I have, like once I cross that line into being a vapor, like I'm gonna be that dude that's just like on the websites every day looking at what's the next technological advancement in masturbation or whatever like that. And then, you know, separate bank account to save up for the big purchases and watching for release dates and all kinds of shit like that. Yeah, I'm a gadget nerd. And then once it becomes like a gadget thing, it won't even be about the thing that it's about. It'll be about like, I got the latest and greatest super duper drink. I don't know. This is getting uncomfortable. I'm gonna move on from that. But I'm an addict, man. If a little is good, then I want a lot. And so, yeah, I'm a little bit afraid of taking that step into that world, because, you know, I know I'm the kind of person that goes all the way down the rabbit hole. These are bad. All of this sounds bad. But anyway, none of that is the topic that I want to talk about. I'm really just distracting y'all by doing a little self-deprecation. It's a habit of mine. I'm noticing it. But I do want to get into what this show is about, right? So I'm on these dating apps now, and I'm in these Facebook groups, and I've recently seen a lot of like dumb questions posed to men that is just, I don't know. They irritate me for whatever reasons. Like questions like, you know, what do men really want in a woman, or what are some of the things that women think are sexy that men secretly hate? I guess the reason they irritate me, because the truth is very simple. It's one of these concepts that women just refuse to accept for some reason. The truth is, we don't know. We don't know what it is that we want, you know, and we can't really answer questions like, what are things that y'all think are sexy that we hate? Like, you have to do this shit. Like, we don't know what we want. We probably know way more about what we don't want. And that's just based off experience. Because even the things that we think that we want, like we think that would be cool, that's normally until we get them. And then we realize it's not cool. It's irritating. Or it's only fun for a few months. And then, I don't know, the novelty wears off. Like, I don't know that men necessarily know how to tell you the criteria for the woman that they want. Because I guarantee you they get it. It'll get boring after a while. Like, we're way better at telling you what we don't like in the moment. Like, if we see it, you doing it, I can be like, that shit right there, that thing, don't do that no more. Don't ever do that. No, but that very specific thing in this instance, don't do that shit ever again. Like that, nah, that. So I don't know, man. I see these posts asking these questions, and ladies, you're not going to get good answers on posts like that. Cause one, like, we don't think quick enough to rattle off some real sensible shit off the top of our head. Like, that ain't never going to happen. And then two, most of us, like me, too afraid to say the truth without putting like a LOL or a smiley face behind it. So we could play it off like it's a joke. But it's really serious, but you know, that's what it is.
I can't even tell something true unless it has a punchline behind it.
That's how most of us feel. And it will be some jokes tonight, but, I'm dead ass serious. I'm dead ass serious. All right. So what I decided I wanted to do. Because Facebook dating has been my app of choice lately. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to scroll through Facebook dating. And without exposing anyone or giving any specifics about the profiles I'm looking at, I'm just going to tell you the things in these profiles that I see that are problematic. You know, these are the things, ladies, that if you're looking for the stuff, you don't know how we're perceiving it or don't know how we're, you know, how we're taking that. I'm going to give you an inside view. And this is me specifically. But I will have to say that I've been a dude for like almost 40 years now. So I got some experience in being a dude and what, as a dude, I think is cool or sexy or whatever. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. And we're going to see how it goes. So that's enough talk. That's enough beating around the bush and trying to not do this. Let's do it. All right, let's get on my phone. See what we got. All right, so first thing. All right, so if I had to pick one thing, if I did have to answer that question, like, what's something that women think is cute that isn't cute? For me, like, very high on that list is the duck face. Like, please, like, I'm not a fan of the duck face. I know that there are things you ladies do that you do for yourselves, and I'm praying that this is one of them, because for me, it's retarded looking, like, and that's not politically correct, but I'm already in this, so let's go. It's retarded. It looks too close like the face you make when you got an attitude. And for me, like, I'm looking at that and it's a selfie. And it's like, so are you saying you got an attitude with yourself? Like, you gotta ease me into the crazy. You know what I'm saying? You gotta sprinkle the crazy in. I know you crazy, but you gotta sprinkle it in with some good shit. Like, do some good shit, some crazy shit, some good shit, some crazy shit. And in that way, I gotta, like, weigh the options at some point, you know? I gotta be, in my head, I gotta be like, yeah, she do be spazzing out from time to time. But that chicken was fire. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to be, get me in a position where I'm trying to make that kind of decision. If you just gonna come right out with crazy from day one, that's an easy choice. You know, I mean, the duck face just doesn't work for me. Like, I'm not trying to wake up to that face. Like, honestly, that looks like the face of someone that's probably been arguing with me in her sleep all night. And I'm not trying to wake up to that. I'm not trying to wake up to, like, round 10 and I'm way behind on the scorecard throwing haymakers just trying to get out of this thing alive. Like, I don't want to do that with you. I'm not a fan of the duck face. I got to swipe on that one. Let's keep moving. Let's see what else we got. All right. Here's another thing that ain't remotely sexy or attractive, ladies. And this is not a physical thing or a picture. It's this vagueness, this air of mystery. Stop that shit. Like, please stop that shit. I'm looking at this profile, right? And the pics are cool. I'm feeling a little like icebreaker responses, like, describe yourself in 3 words. And she puts, like, loyal, fun, and spontaneous. Like, all right, you know, like, really, as long as the 3 words you put up there ain't something like jealous, possessive, and violent, like, you're probably gonna be good with those. Like, you don't have to put that much thought into shit like here. But here's where the problem comes. Like, here's where it gets bad. All right, there's a 1-word sentence in this profile, and it fucked everything up for me. 1-word sentence. Transitioning. Now, from what to what is what I, you know, like, you got to be way more specific than that. You transitioning from broke to rich, skinny to fat, fat to skinny. I don't know, but you gotta be way more specific. Like, you just throw transitioning in this. Now I'm investigating, right? Now I gotta look through the profile. I gotta try to find clues, you know, to try to clue me in on what this transitioning is about. This is a brave new world. I don't know what those words supposed to mean. I know what I think they sound like they mean. So now I'm like, I gotta do work. So I'm looking through the thing. It say here that she has kids, right? So what, you the father or something? Like, I'm
out of pepper.
I'm confused. Like, transitioning from what to what? I'm too confused. This is not the way it's supposed to work. It's supposed to be a quick decision. I'm supposed to be able to swipe one way or another way, X or check mark, whatever. Like, nah, I got it. Like, what you don't want to happen on your profile is for me to put the phone down and think. Like, if I got to do that, if I got to think, or if I got to take the phone to one of my homies and be like, hey, yo, what this mean? Like, now we having a full on conversation. That's like 3 or 4 people involved in the situation. Like, this is what you don't want. It's already become too much work and I haven't spoken to you yet. Like, I haven't sent you a message yet. So don't quit with the vagueness. I like a little bit of mystery, and we'll get to that in a second, you know, but I'm not trying to have these conversations, you know what I'm saying? And I know what you're saying, like, if you don't know, you can just ask. Can I? I don't know what the rules are anymore. Like, I really don't. I'm just saying, like, whatever it is whatever the situation is, just say it. Like, don't hint to it. Just say it. Or say, you know, I'm open. Ask me anything. And then I know it's safe, you know, and I don't got to do this Columbo shit on your profile. Like, I don't want to do that. I got to make moves. I got other profiles to check. So if I'm not sure about you, then swipe, move. All right. Let's see what else we got. Let's keep going. All right. Here's another one that frustrates me. All right. I'm on Facebook dating, right? Dating. But here you go, right there in the beginning of your little snippet or your little, you know, talk about yourself, talking about how you just looking for friends.
Shut the f-
They got a whole app for that. And you somehow passed right by it. It's called Facebook. I got 300 some odd friends on there. You can't miss, I promise you. If you're looking for friends, they got a whole fucking ecosystem for that shit. This is Facebook dating. Why would you come on the dating app to tell everybody how you're not here for that? Like, I don't know. I left the friends section of Facebook to come over here. Why are you over here looking for friends? It's, you know, now I'm questioning your mental, like, do you understand basic concepts? Like, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. Like, you're on a dating app talking about you just here to make friends. Like, this, and it's Facebook. Like, there's a whole thing, like, right over there. Or you just one click away from the friends section. This ain't the friends section. Like, and I don't know. I get the whole, I want to be your friend first. But that's different from I'm just here to make friends kind of situation. Like, cause I don't go on dates with my friends, male, female, whatever. Like, you can ask any of my homies and they'll tell you, we at a restaurant and the waitress come and she asks if we splitting the check. I get offended off top. Like, the fuck does this look like to you? No, yeah, we splitting the check. I'm not paying for his food, whatever. Like, you know, what do this look like to you? Like, you know, I don't know. And that may be homophobic. I'm going to get in trouble for that. It's cool. But that ain't what I do with friends. I don't go on walks with friends or I don't watch Netflix and sit silently in dark rooms together with my friends. Like, that's not shit I do with friends. If you just want to chat and keep it friendly, there is a whole fucking section for that. There's a whole, and you had to go through it to get here. Like, you walk through the friend room to go in a dating room and tell everybody you're looking for friends. It's retarded. That's what it is. It's like, and if you this old, because my profile is looking for a certain age, I'm damn near 40, so I'm looking for like 30 and up. If you this old and you having trouble making friends, then I got questions about you. What have you been doing your whole life? How toxic of a person are you that you can't like hide the toxicity over the internet so you can have one of these shallow relationships that all of us have? You know, we all indulge in these dumbass friendships with people that we're not really friends with. What do you want a date nap looking for that for? Anyway, that's too much. I have to swipe. Moving on. X. What else we got? All right. Let me explain something else to you. And I think in this one, I may be speaking for all men. But I don't want all men to take a L on my account. So we'll put this on me. This is flat. I want to say this from the heart. And this is sincere. This is honest. I know an unnecessary titty when I see one. I'm telling you. I know an unnecessary titty when I see one. A lot of these titties in these pictures are unnecessary. Now, some of y'all got inescapable titties. Y'all got titties that just photobomb every pic you take, stealing the focus because that's what they do. That is, you can't avoid it. It's not possible. And I get that. I recognize that. But some of y'all be trying to use your titties like celebrities. Like, you just trying to catch them in the frame of the picture so you can stunt. Be like, look at who I know. Like, look at this. Oh, I was out with so and so. Like, nah. And to be honest, you know, as a dude, I am a visual person. But really, all I need to know is that you got titties, like, that they exist or used to exist. Something, no judgment. But when I feel you trying to push the narrative, then I get suspicious. When I feel you trying to unnecessarily throw them in there or make them prominent when they probably just would be off of Candid. Like, when I feel like you're trying too hard, like that shit, it made me suspicious. It makes me suspicious. And like, and I've had conversations with women, like, y'all know where your girls are at all times. Y'all know. You know that when you walk up on the back of my chair at work, that your nipples are on my shoulder. You know. If I feel it, I know you feel it. You know what I'm saying? So dudes is hip. We hip to the angles. If you see it, if I see it, I know you see it. If I see the picture and that's what's popping in the picture, I know you know the same thing. And I know, like, I know, like, I know you know. You know, same thing goes for that that one cheek on the sink, the ass shot. But we know the angle, we know the strategy. Like, I'm old enough to be able to tell when it's the pants or the countertop or something else that's shaping that, that's framing that. I've been through enough in my life. Stop it. A lot of these things are just, they just gonna be there. They either there or they not there. When you gotta, you know what I'm saying? When you gotta sit on the countertop and do that, because that's awkward as fuck. Like, nobody, that's not natural. You sitting on the countertop, like, turning over your shoulder with the phone in your hand, like, it's not comfortable. You're doing too much, doing way too much. And for what? Like, now I feel like you're trying to trick me. Like, you're trying to get me. I don't know. Most dudes, I think, most of the time, I could tell from the front, to be honest with you. And that's, it's not always accurate. You know, I do roll craps on that. Quite often, you know, but most of the time I'm pretty good with that. I'm willing to take that gamble. It's the suspense, man. This is suspense. This fun. I'll give you an example. Quick story. I was dating this quiet girl once. She's real quiet, always dressed real modestly. We used to work together, and then I moved on to another job. And, so physically, I never got a good look at her. You know, she wasn't that kind of, she wasn't that kind of person, but she was cool and we vibed and everything. So it was like, you know, why not? And I'm going to tell you, the first chance I got to actually grab it, and I found out there was more back there than I expected, it was one of the most thrilling experiences of my life. I mean, it became one of those, like, me sitting on the edge of the bed afterward, you know, trying to figure out what just happened. Kind of moments, like it was one of the moments I had to ponder. Matter of fact, if the girl who I'm talking about is listening, she knows exactly who I'm talking about, because we had a whole conversation about, like, it was that kind of a moment for me that we had to, like, I had to talk to her about. I had to be like, how did you do that? Like, how did you manage to keep that under wraps all this time? Like, I just. I'm so curious. I have so many questions. You know, I have so many questions. But it was that serious of a moment, man. That moment of discovery is awesome. It's like unwrapping a surprise gift. And it's like the thing that you always wanted that's in there. But you didn't know you got it until the moment that you got it. It's like that. When you can see it for months before you get a chance to get up close and personal, it ain't never going to live up to the hype that you created in your head. It's going to be disappointing in some way. It's going to be more dimples than you expected, or too firm, not firm enough. Something, you know. I don't know. Not as fun as you imagine. I don't know. It's always going to be somewhat disappointing because you've built it up too much. And this one may just be my opinion. I don't know. I went way too far in that one. I'm pretty sure this is the point where I crossed the line and I got in trouble. So we're going to move on. All right. Last one, and I've talked about this many times before, but it needs to be said again. And ladies, you know, come close or turn the volume up, something, whatever you need to do so you can focus on what it is that I'm saying. So I want to get this across in the nicest way possible. If you somehow think that you're the most attractive, or you're the sexiest, when you're standing in front of a place where a stranger took a shit, I shouldn't even have to finish that. I shouldn't even have to finish that. Bathroom selfies are gross. They're gross. They are gross. Especially public bathrooms. I shouldn't have to explain that. Y'all know what y'all do in bathrooms. Y'all know about the emergencies. You know about hygiene situations. All that that goes on in the bathrooms. I know in my mind it gotta stink in some of those pictures. Just the law of averages. It got to. Somebody's feet probably got caught under the door in some of them pictures, man. It's horrible. I can't take you seriously looking at a picture of you trying to be cute in a public bathroom. It's gross. Like, I can't think of a worse place to take a selfie, to be honest with you. I don't know. Maybe like the clinic or something like that. Maybe that's worse. I don't know. But it's the bathroom, man. It's even though it's a public bathroom, it's a private space. It's private time. When I see that, it makes me think that you like the kind of person that shits with the door open or want to come use the bathroom while I'm in the shower. Like, you just don't have boundaries or something like that. And that's like exposing the crazy too early. Like, what is it about public bathrooms that make you want to do the duck face and put your ass cheek on the sink? Like, it's fucking not cool. Bathroom selfies have got to stop. And I'm saying, again, I'm just saying, like, ease me into it. I know we're all crazy. Men are crazy, crazy, stupid, whatever it is you want to call it. We all got that. Y'all got one of your things, you know. But like, ease people into it. I know relationships are tough and we're going to get down to the nitty gritty of all these, you know, all your idiosyncrasies and all your personality things. And you're going to see all of mine. We're going to get to a point where we farting in front of each other. You know, I'm going to have to take care of you while you sick or something, or even way down the line, way down the line. If things go beautifully, I might have to be in a delivery room with you. And that's super gross. It don't get no grosser than that. But those moments don't make for a good first impression. That's not the first impression. That shouldn't be on your motherfucking dating profile. You in the bathroom. And for me, it's any bathroom. Because I know what happens in any bathroom. But public bathrooms, that's another level. It's another level. Ain't no love at first sight with a stall behind you. It's not possible. I'm going to end it there, man. I'm gonna end it there. I'm done. All right, anyway. Anyway, man. Like, this has all been my opinion. You know, please don't give all men the L for my opinion. I'm just trying to offer some, you know, authentic, honest, you know, viewpoint of a man who is out there right now actively trying to find, you know, love. I don't know why I laugh, because I want to be in love again. I love love. It's fun. I miss it. I miss being married. I really do. And not just, you know, I'm not saying particularly to the person that I was married to, but I miss the concept of being committed to somebody. And it really simplified my life. It made my life, you know, only about one particular person. I never really had to worry about anyone else's opinion. Not that I should have anyway, but that's mad difficult. And especially when you're in this dating game, you're trying to attract as many as you can. So you have choices. So you'll be able to say, I'm going to go with that one. Not like that's the only one I got. So I'm rocking with that. Like, you know, but once you marry, like, all I ever had to worry about was, is she good with what I did? Is she good with my decision? Is she good with how I'm dressed today? Is she good with how I look? Is she good with how much I weigh? Is she good with, you know, my whole situation? If she good, then I'm good. I don't have to work. Fuck everybody else. I miss that, man. I miss that. But no, I just wanted to do this because I see these questions out there and I'm going through these profiles and I'm seeing this crazy stuff with the transitioning and I'm only here for friends. And I felt like somebody needed to say it, man. I wanted to put it out there, man.
I got to talk. I got to tell what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought this would be helpful. The door is open. You know, if I can give it, I can take it. If you got some, some critiques for me? You got some information on what I need to be doing to better attract the kind of woman that I'm looking for? Please send them my way, because I need the help. I've been out the game for almost a decade now. I'm lost. I'm really lost, and I'm scared. This is craziness out there. But what I'm seeing, it's crazy. Please. Or maybe you could just send me some Amazon links to products you think might interest me. We've discussed that already. But anyway, this Flan at whatistws.com. Hit up the website. Hit up the Facebook group. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. All that. What is TWS? Let me know where I got in trouble tonight. Buy some merch. It's hoodie season. HOODIESZN. All one word. That'll get you 20% off in the whatistws.com store. Get your hoodies. Get your mugs. Get all of that. Be comfortable. Make it through this winter and this COVID isolation. Do that. Check out my man Zaya. We're going to go with Zaya today. Zaya Fitness on Instagram. Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. Thanks to him, I'm inspired to try to learn how to dunk. Like I'm going to do it. I'm going to be like a 5'9", 5'10 on a good day dunker. It's going to happen. I'm going to do it. Man, Isaiah's going to get me there. My homie. Also, man, check out the happy hour with Odd Tales and J-Bug, Autumn and Chris. They really kind of inspired me to go more into my fuck it, I'm going to say what I want to say bag tonight. So it's been shows like that that I've been listening to. And I'm like, man, I really need to stop worrying so much about how something I say may be perceived. And just if I think something is fun or interesting to talk about, let's talk about it. So I appreciate those ladies. They have dope content. Definitely, you know, check them out if you ever get a chance. You won't be disappointed. But yeah, man, more to come in terms of me opening up and saying more of what I want to say. I'm going to try to keep it to shorter episodes than this in the future. I might have rambled a little bit, but that's what I do. I don't know, man. With that said, I'm going to end this with some Ero, Eric Roberson. He got a hoodie for sale that I really need to cop. So I thought I would drop this one to ride out to. I never went to Howard, but I have been in them towers. So, yeah, man, enjoy this one. Be safe. Be the loud, be the light. Shouts to Kamala. Let's go.
Homecoming again, running into old friends. Her smile is just the same. Numbers exchange. As she walks away, I think about yesterday. I'm not one to kiss and tell. Let's just say we knew each other well.